So actually, in a second, I want to move on to locally advanced disease and some recent papers that have come out in that regard. But Ram, maybe you can present your patients just to get it started, and you can present and ask Dave whatever question you'd like about this patient.
Sure. This is actually a patient of mine, 49-year-old, never smoker, worked as a statistician, presents with cough, shortness of breath, has this large mass in the right upper lobe with biopsy-proven mediastinal nodal disease, multiple station disease, excellent performance status. So he was deemed not to be ideal surgical candidate because of the bulky disease and multi-station N2 disease. We actually decided to treat him off protocol with chemoradiation. The test somebody ordered, actually the tumor genotype came back as EGFR mutant disease, L858R. And this actually is interesting. This is about 4 years, 3.5 years ago. And so there are a couple of questions I have for David. What chemotherapy is your choice, and would you give this patient erlotinib?
I'd like to tag on, what about post-chemo radiation consolidation?
Yeah, so I mean, these are the issues we face every day. I mean, I struggle with this. Is probably one of the hardest things I struggle with because we're still talking about things that, you know, we were talking about a decade ago, and there's no clear way forward. I'll tackle the EGFR one first. It's tempting, and I get calls about this frequently because our patients are getting tested for these markers now, and, you know, the right answer is that erlotinib doesn't have a proven role in any part of stage three care, whether it's post-chemo RT or concurrently. And the only data we have is with gefitinib, where there was a suggestion from a SWOG study of maybe increased mortality with that approach. In terms of chemotherapy, I think there's a lot of options. You said this patient has an adenocarcinoma, obviously with an EGFR mutation. So I think certainly the standard out there, or a standard, would be a CIS etoposide regimen, certainly very popular outside of the U.S. I'm not so sure in our community network that that regimen gets used at all. In fact, we were involved in a trial comparing CIS pemetrexed with CIS etoposide, and we had a very difficult time randomizing to that study in the community because of the control arm. Carboplatin paclitaxel with radiotherapy is a very commonly used regimen despite all the problems we have with large randomized data sets with that combination. Consolidation therapy, the data set we have is from Nasser Hanna in the HAW group that suggested that there is no role for consolidative docetaxel following platinum etoposide, and yet it still is done a lot in the community. In fact, the pemetrexed randomized trial I was referring to, the registrational trial, it was originally designed without a consolidation arm, but the FDA asked if that would be included as an option for doctors who wanted to give it. So I think consolidative therapy, with all its pitfalls, is still something that is probably more commonly done than not, just because doctors feel more comfortable giving a little bit more, even though we don't have data really that tells us that's the right approach. So for this patient, the approach I would have taken would have been carboplatin, paclitaxel, and radiotherapy. And then depending on how well they did, if they got too beaten up with that, I would stop and just observe. Or if they did beautifully with that, I might give them two additional rounds of carboplatin and paclitaxel at full dose.
John?
I agree with David's points. You know, we don't have an established role yet for EGFR inhibitors with chemoradiation, but there is a decent amount of phase two data out there. So we conducted a study of erlotinib with carboplatin, paclitaxel, and radiation, and it was about 60-ish patients, actually extremely well tolerated and very high response rates, as you might imagine, particularly in the EGFR mutants.